The rebels are clearly trying to put pressure on Sirte to either retake it or force them to negotiate. The civilian authorities in the city, which apparently is Gaddafi's hometown, they would be interested in cutting a deal and making a deal with the rebels. But there has to be a lot of military pressure to persuade the Gaddafi loyalists in the military to give up. And as I speak, we're having heavy fighting still in Tripoli down by the airport. An airplane is on fire. So the game is not over yet here in Tripoli.
Is it known where Gaddafi is? Is it thought that he's in Sirte?
There are a lot of rumors and a lot of speculation. We don't. At one point, people thought that he was in the tunnels. They've discovered kilometers upon kilometers of tunnels under his headquarters. There was one theory he was trying to escape to the south, and that's why they're opening up a front down there. We really do not know where he is.
Now, you said the fighting continues in Tripoli, where you are. Now, I know yesterday you were able to get out and drive around. What are some of the conditions there like?
Yes, I got around also today for several hours, and it was pretty relaxing. The big contrast is that the neighborhoods have organized checkpoints. So at the end of every block, there are three or four young men with automatic weapons, and they set up a roadblock, and people have to drive an S at very slow speeds to go through it. This has eliminated looting and stealing and kept the peace in the areas that have been freed of Gaddafi control. Now, that said, about 20 minutes ago, we had some very heavy firing outside our window here. We've got a 13th-floor view of the Corniche, which is the Mediterranean Ocean Boulevard, and two groups are really going at each other with some pretty heavy caliber weaponry.
Now,
boom, boom.
Oh, yeah. now, apparently the International Organization for Migration sent a ship to Tripoli, I believe it was yesterday, to evacuate foreigners, and I think they're going to be sending another one.
Yes, these are often either Chinese workers or other people from North Africa working here. I think what's interesting, and we can see from our view of the port, this morning we saw three dilapidated fishing boats come in, and so while the foreigners are going out, these are loaded with heavily armed rebel fighters from the coastal port of Misrata. So the foreigners are going out, and the fighters are coming in. So, as I say, the battle here is far from over.
I understand that foreign correspondents in Tripoli viewed bodies of more than 40 people who appeared to have been executed, and there was some speculation that these could have been Africans, part of the Gaddafi army. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I've seen some bodies myself. I think they were the Gaddafi camp followers who were camped outside his base and to try to prevent NATO attacks. And they may have been killed or executed by the rebels, and the rebels swept through. I've seen videos of Africans, black Africans, who've been captured. There's really no love lost between the rebels, who really are fighting for their freedom, and people who are fighting for pay. This is a country where they really say, everyone tells me they're fighting for their freedom, and so I think the mercenaries are going to get a rough treatment. And I've been heard they've been denied medical care, and I can't confirm that.
How generally does it seem that the civilians are coping with all the fighting in and around Tripoli?
Most of the civilians are staying indoors. It's Ramadan, and so people have a good excuse to stay inside. They are not supposed to be eating under Muslim law from sun up to sundown. They're not even supposed to be drinking water. So it's a very good excuse to stay inside, maybe watch TV or catch up on your reading, listen to VOA. So the streets are there's very light traffic, mostly military traffic. These convoys of pickup trucks with very heavy cannon in the back, armed men almost dripping off the sides. Although today I did see a few civilian cars with women and children in them cautiously coming out. Now, after sundown, people do come out. The big test for the city now is we really are without water. Here in our hotel, we lost water this morning, and much of the city, they're trying to scrounge water from wells and buying bottled water, but it's a real threat to hygiene and human existence to have a city of 1.5 million people without drinking water.